the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kanye West consults with wife Kim Kardashian about the brands that she promotes on her Instagram. In a new interview with the New York Times, Kim talked about what she promotes on social media, saying that she turns down more offers than she accepts. She also said that one time a fashion line that she didn't name offered her $1 million for a single post, and Kanye didn't want her to do it because he said that this company knocked his Yeezy line off. So Kim passed on the offer, and then for Mother's Day, Kanye went ahead and wrote Kim a check for $1 million himself. Kim said he wrote me a check for that amount and said, "Thank you so much for always being supportive and not posting." Is that not like kind of relationship goals? I don't know. Maybe I'm the only
one. Well, like the relationship part of having $1 million I could give to my wife. Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, yeah, but I love that not only did she respect him by not working with that brand because of how he felt about it, but then like he just had that idea like, well, I'm going to pay her what that brand would have paid her. I just thought that was cool.
What's their equivalent? Like their $1 million to like normal people?
$100
Yeah, probably. Kim also shared with the New York Times that in her living room, there's a mood board that she and Kanye constantly work on. She said it's a collection of looks they like or tweaks they want to make to Kim's cosmetic, fragrance, or accessory lines. The interview also mentioned that Kanye helped creatively direct the upcoming season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I saw this hilarious clip. I put it on my Twitter this morning at Yo Alex Raps with a Z. But Kanye is like, it's a clip from the upcoming season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And he's like, yeah, like the only reason I agreed to do this is because in the beginning of the movie, The Incredibles, they all sit down and do an interview. And, you know, in The Incredibles, the wife has a big butt. Like, it was the weirdest thing. It didn't make any sense. And I was like, I'm here for this.
He's so weird. Of course you love that stuff, the weird
stuff.
He's
so weird. Amanda Bynes will remain in rehab for her upcoming birthday. Sources say the actress will be spending her 33rd birthday, which is Wednesday, in treatment. She'll remain in treatment for several more months, giving her the best possible result after leaving. She checked herself into rehab in Los Angeles in January after suffering a setback. Rapper Nipsey Hussle was shot and killed on Sunday in Los Angeles. Two other people were injured in the shooting but survived. He was only 33 years old.
At 3:25 this afternoon, LAPD officers responded to a shooting call at a local clothing retail store. Upon their arrival, they noticed that three individuals had been shot and were suffering from gunshot wounds and transported two of those individuals to a local hospital. We have since learned that one of those individuals died of his injuries, and the other one is in receiving medical treatment. We do understand that we have one male black suspect, no further description at this time. That suspect is not in custody.
It's really sad. Celebrities all over have been posting about how sad they are. Kevin Hart, Pharrell Williams, and more. Just everybody is really devastated by this. And Law & Order SVU is coming back for a record 21st season. NBC has renewed the drama, making the show the longest-running live-action primetime series in American TV history. The series will surpass the record of 20 seasons currently held by its parent show, Law & Order, and CBS's Gunsmoke. Law & Order SVU premiered in September of 1999 and has racked up 452 episodes to date.
Dang, man. I love Ice-T on there.
I do, too. I recently discovered this show, which I know is crazy. Like, I mean, I've known it's been on, but I've never watched it. And so, recently, this year I started watching it, and I love it.
I'm worried about you now. How are you ever going to leave the house?
I know. I do love it. It's okay. It's not my favorite crime show I've ever seen. I guess if I had to pick, I might say like CSI a little bit better.
But it's good. It's quick.
But
it's like 30-minute episodes, right?
Yeah, it's good. Coming up in less than an hour, was Beyonce a victim of sexual assault over the weekend by another celebrity?